Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to A Journey of Transformation Empowerment. You're listening to Antonio T. Smith, Jr., where ideas ignite, change, and possibilities are endless. Before we dive into today's episode, we have something special for our listeners. Today's podcast is brought to you by a groundbreaking book that's reshaping the conversation around Black economic empowerment. It's Resegregation, Volume 1,
The Power Matrix,
a master plan for Black group economics with wealth creation, authored by visionary Antonio T. Smith, Jr. Antonio isn't just an author. He's a former top-secret combat special operations intelligence sergeant turned millionaire. His life work? Champion the economic autonomy and wealth creation within Black communities. In this seminal work, dedicated to teachings of Dr. Claude Anderson, Antonio outlines a comprehensive blueprint covering critical sectors like finance, technology, manufacturing, and more. He blends military discipline with acute understanding of systematic disparity. This isn't just a book. It's a movement. A call to action to create lasting wealth and reshaping the economic narrative. Antonio's vision is clear. Drive a significant shift toward Black ownership and control. Listeners, if you've ever wondered about innovative strategies for wealth creation or how technological transformation can uplift the Black communities, then this book is for you. Join Antonio Smith Jr. on the transformative journey. Pick up your copy of the Resegregation Volume 1, The Power Matrix, today, and be a part of the reshaping future. Now, let's dive into the episode and explore the possibilities that await us.
Well, folks, Antonio T. Smith Jr. is doing it again.
He's done it again.
Yes, he has, giving away so much knowledge just to help you succeed, walk out of the middle class, become a multimillionaire. He is giving away his book just for you.
The name of that book, The Richest Man in the Trash Can. You want to make sure you get this book. Here's why.
If you are someone who is tired, frustrated, irritated, of the day-to-day schedule of waking up, going to work, going back home, going to sleep just to do it all over again, not being able to spend time with your family, you just got married, you just had kids, or you take care of your parents and you're not there to do it, this is the book for you.
And guess what, ladies and gentlemen? This book is free 99. Yes, you heard me. Free 99. Okay? All you is for free.
Yes. Free 99. All you have to do is just pay shipping and handling.
That's it.
$9.95 just to get your free book. This book is a life changer. I'm trying to tell you guys, everything in this book is what Antonio taught myself and Grace that enabled us to retire. Yes, we are retired and we haven't even hit our 40s yet.
Woo!
I'm just saying.
I got a few months to go. Don't worry about it.
Don't nobody need to know that, girl. You don't look it.
That's it.
Go get it. Go get it and walk yourself out of the middle class into the life you deserve. Walk yourself into abundance. Abundance is freedom, and this book is your journey out.
You can plant better.
You can dominate.
I like that. In fact, that's a great way to start off the meeting by just saying monsters act, amateurs think. I think that's fantastic. That's the mood of this meeting will be right along them lines. You need to be focused on your brand, Deanna. You need everyone is going to be held accountable in a positive way, but you need to be focused on your brands, the brand, our brand, brand. And let's start off first with this 250 sales a month. Let's go there. All right. Let's go there. Now, let me get Satish. Let me get you. I want you to inspire us with some of the work you've been doing, because you've been doing some good work and they don't know it. So won't you just, anything you've been doing, some connections you've been making, but as soon as you're ready, and Grace, we'll let him get ready first. Grace, 250 sales. How focused? Scale of 1 to 10, how focused have you been on that?
7. 7's.
I understand. I appreciate your consistent transparency. You know, I appreciate that. So before you say something, because you could have lied. But you never do. You never ever lie. So I appreciate that. So let me honor you first by just applauding your consistency and your transparency. And I'd hate to have my reaction teach you to lie to me. So good job. Now go ahead and say what you were going to say.
Seven, I'm learning to one thing at a time. I never knew how to multitask. I never wanted to learn how to multitask, but one thing at a time. And you're right. And so when certain things come up, like I get the give me a shot text. Okay. I see that. So let me get that done. And then, we got 250 sales. Okay. Let me go. Oh, wait a minute. Somebody did a give me a shot again. So, but the good thing with the give me a shot, people who have been responding, when I talk to them and some of them, I ask, okay, what made you respond to Antonio's post? Oh, I've been wanting to start a business and did it. Oh, okay. So you don't want to know about the sales position. You want to know about ATS. I need to talk to you about ATSVU. They always let me know. And if they don't, I ask, hey, do you want to know more about the sales position or are you wanting to start a business? And they'll let me know. And then I take it from there. And then with the warm list that I have, been making phone calls, making sure everyone, myself and Reginald has been making phone calls and making sure people have access to the business university, to the courses. Okay, if there's anything else that we need, if they have any questions, and we just continue doing what we're doing.
So I've got no complaints here. I've got no corrections. I'm gonna say something to give you a few muscles. Can get to a 10.
Yes.
There's nothing you're doing right now that is wrong. Not a single thing I heard was incorrect. Not a single thing I heard was wrong. You have reached your lid.
Uh-huh.
You've reached your lid on how to get to a 10. So don't worry about it. I'm going to help you with the 10. But let me first acknowledge that everything I heard was fantastic. I liked everything I heard. I heard you being proactive. I heard you actively listening. I heard you sifting where the triage, you know, you go to the emergency room, it's called triage. Mm-hmm. If your eye is falling out your head, you typically go straight to the back, rather someone with a paper cut, you know, or I got a sniffle, something like that, you know, be triage. It's a battlefield. It's a military term that, who do we fix first? You get it? Who gets the water? And, you know, the face blown off, you're probably dead, so I got to give water to someone else. You get what I'm saying? So triage. I heard you doing that. So you're doing a fantastic job. Don't feel, well, you didn't. I heard nothing but positivity. So just stay in that energy. All right? Stay in that energy. I've got no corrections. So you just do that. Here's some muscles. Here's some, and good job, Reggie, too. She said you have now. So here's some muscles. It's only two muscles you need. I mean, left arm, right arm. You mentioned I've never been able to multitask. That's what you said. You said that at the very beginning. Because I'm actively listening. Let's just forget that let's just forget if I have an argument if multitask is possible, but we won't even say that. Appreciate you, Rich. We won't even say that, right? It's irrelevant. Here's what's relevant. The super successful never multitask.
Okay.
I don't know anyone that makes more money than me that multitask. Not a single person. I can stretch my mind far and wide. I'm in my sphere of influence, reality, conscious observation. There is not a single person that is super successful that multitask. I'm helping somebody. Okay? Do not motivate. They're obsessive. Did you get it?
Mm-hmm.
Obsessive. When Michael Jordan went to go play baseball, he didn't play basketball.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, that's the truth. He did not play basketball. He only played baseball. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
That's the super successful are obsessed with whatever they're doing. No multitasking. That's one. That's your left arm. That's your left arm, okay? I gave you bicep. There you go. All right, good. It's getting bigger. The right bicep is elimination. The super successful aren't busy. This is hard. This is a paradox, right? I'm always busy, but I only do a few things. I only do a few
four things. Like four things every day, and they're major.
Yeah, I wake up every morning and attempt to knock out four major tasks, and I won't put anything else on top of those things. Mm-hmm. But those four major tasks are in alignment with my $100 billion because I don't have another goal.
Right.
You know something? Like, I don't have a like that in itself. I don't have another goal. Antonio, would you like world peace? $100 billion. I'll buy world peace. You understand what I'm saying? Like, I don't have another goal.
Mm-hmm.
I can't stress to you enough how I do not have another goal. And everything I do is elimination. So you've heard in the popular sayings, 90% of successful, what is it? How do they say successful people say no 90% of the time, 95%, right? It's facts. And I'm saying that, I'm just re-saying it in a different way. Elimination. So ask yourself, if you're doing seven, it means you got three things you need to eliminate, 30% of things. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Once you eliminate, now, well, let me back up. So I'm no longer talking to you, Grace. I'm still talking to you, but I'm talking to everybody.
Okay.
What I find most in the people, what I find most in people who want greatness but haven't achieved it yet to their standards, okay? It is understood that all of you were born great. Born rich. You were all born God. So let's just remove that philosophical, accurate philosophical argument. And I'm saying those who are not great by their standards, yours, not mine, yours, they have a serious problem with elimination because they have big hearts for the people who are distracting them and the things. Yep. You can't cut your mama off. You should, though. You should. I'm talking all y'all. You should. You absolutely should limit time with your parents. If your mama keep making you stop what you're doing on your dreams and come clean the den or wash the baby or something, right? Just making these things up.
You know, your mom, Antonio.
Yeah. Go ahead, man.
I'm going to use experience to even add on to that, what you're saying right now. So actually, in the very beginning stages, my freshman and sophomore year, I faced that exact same problem where I would be trying to study and try to catch up. And I'm not going to lie, I did fall into the freshman thing and partying too much. And I finally got my head on track trying to catch up. So I had to buckle down. So when I was basically buckling down on my studies and much more trying to catch up, every time I wanted to, either like, oh, can you go to the store? Can you do this? And trust me, I would love to do that. But I know that my focus needed to be on this or else I'd be basically flunking out. So it got to the point where I was like, you know what? I know she's not going to probably understand, but I made myself stay at the university to almost like 12, 1 o'clock at night in the library, never going home, just so I can get away from all distractions, so I can get things done and get finished. Because I knew once I went home, I'd be putting myself back in the environment where I won't be able to focus.
That's yeah. You spot on, bro. You spot on. And of course you got caught up in the freshman stuff. Who didn't? Like who did? That's why they let freshmen drive cars. That's why they say you can't have a car your freshman year, right? Who didn't? That's kind of the point. You're 18 and now it's, and then you went to a party school, for God's sake. He went to Stephen F. Austin. Yeah, that's where he went. Yeah.
Say my rival, Sam Houston, man.
I mean, Sam, oh, you're so right. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Sam Houston. He went to Sam Houston. He's a bad cat. That's right. He's a bad cat. He went to a party school. Essentially, I'm driving to some point. All right? Now I'm back talking to you, Grace. I'm driving to some point. None of this is correction. These are muscles. I heard nothing wrong with what you said. You understand? People who want to change the world, like y'all, your heart is too big for the things and people that are distracting you. Some of y'all kids are distractions. Some of your kids are distractions. Some of you spend more time correcting your children. I don't do that. If let one of them come in here right now and interrupt me. Well, come on, get on camera. I've done it plenty of times. Since you here. Come show everybody you here. Get on camera. Hey, man. Let them interrupt me learning Hindi. Well, come on. Let's get this alphabet together. This is what it looks like. I involve all what could be distractions into my $100 billion. I just said a whole lot. When it's time for me to write, I promise you I do this. I take this thing and I put it way over there. Way over there. Way over there. The cell phone is the number one thing that would make you stop. If it's time to write, the first thing we do is, let me just check the timeline real quick for some inspiration. Come on, don't lie to me. You know what? I'm gonna put in two things: write and cold calls. So you get them cold. Yeah, you're looking for distractions for cold calls, right? Yeah. Obsession with one thing and elimination. I know that sounds. Actually, it doesn't even. It would be hard to find opposing viewpoints to that. Someone can, you know. Someone will obviously find a vote opposing viewpoint to that. But that actually just makes sense. It just makes sense. When you put humans in a win or death situation, humans win. It's that simple. You do not fight for your life until you have to fight for your life. That's what you do. That's what elimination does, Grace. You feel me? When you eliminate everything and all you have is this. But I told you I was going to do one song a day, huh?
Yep.
Song's up. It's up. Another one up. Up before this meeting. I ain't lying. Up. Done. It's up so much. The second thing on that, well, see, just let me do that and I'm coming right back, Grace. Deanna, tell them what I sent you at, tell them what I sent you and tell them approximately what time I sent it to you. And I was up an hour before that working.
Okay.
Yeah, we're good.
Oh, mm-hmm. Okay, it was all one. I just connected the dots. At five, what time was it?
Something.
At 4:33.
That's it, Lord. Bars. Hold on. All day, every day. I eat these beats.
Let me get an accurate time on when this was.
Nah, you didn't got to be accurate. It was 4 or 5. I was up an hour before.
Okay, so at 5:03 and then at 5:46. You received a message from a certain person regarding Instagram. And because of what you talked about yesterday regarding how you were going to do a song a day and upload it, you have been requested to come to wrap it up and freestyle verbatim off the top of the dome.
Yeah, so they want me on IGTV Live.
Yes.
Sometime, not that. Of course, they so used to dealing with rappers. The lady said, okay, well, you'll be on tomorrow at 8. Wait a minute, man. Wait a damn minute. Wait. Love you. I'm going to need you to contact Deanna because I don't even know what I'm doing at 8. Okay. So, go ahead. You can say something, Deanna.
Oh, no, you're good, because you're clear tomorrow. Right. Yeah, you're clear tomorrow evening at 8, so you're good.
Ain't no classes in the lane? Ain't it like, you got 5 minutes or something?
It's after. You've got 5 minutes, is that 7?
Oh, look at that. Yeah, see how much I know? I don't know nothing. All right. So back to you, Grace. I am obsessively doing this goal. Obsessively. I just decided, in fact, and I put myself out there, Carol, I edited all my headlines. You know, it gets a little blur. You can put on the headlines. And I put at the end, one new song a day. It's got all this business stuff. They say one new song a day. So now, like remember what Carol did yesterday? She said out loud to be accountable. I didn't put it out there now. I'm accountable now. I didn't. It's in my headline. You know what I'm saying? I'm accountable. My goal with that is, Grace, how can I make time when I don't even have time to do something like that? Like, I don't have time. I don't. I have zero time for that. 3:30 in the morning, I'm up. Music playing. Bars. Just memorizing. All right, I'm going. It's right into my head. If y'all have to see my writing process, I literally write in my head, no pen, no paper. Grace and Deanna, they've seen it. And then I eliminate stuff and then I just drop it. Now.
Reggie saw it before we did.
Yeah. I do that. And then what I do is once I get it, I'll kind of write it down completely after. But I can't write and rap. I have to write it in my head. It's a long story. It's something I've been doing for over a decade now. Nevertheless, the point here is, Grace, I got to eliminate some stuff to get that done. And if I'm not willing to eliminate, then I just got to wake up earlier, dude. I got to get tighter. Because what I can't do is do that and don't do business. Do that, don't be a father. All right? Do that, don't pay my bills. Right? I can't replace one with the other. It's got to be boom all the way through. So that's how you get to a 10. Savage obsession. They call us crazy. My obsessive nature is registered. You say, tell the truth, you just don't sleep. That's about right. My obsession is notable. It, it they call us crazy, you know, but you got to get, it's the only way to get stuff done at an elite level. Now, if you do it averagely, then expect the average harvest, right? By all means. And then eliminate. I mean, let's say the last thing about that. I'm talking back to everybody now. The things distracting you, you love the most. And it's kind of hard to process, right? It's not something you want to admit, or you know it obviously, and you can't do nothing about it because you say, well, I can't, just my mama, because my mama, or I live with my mama. She helped me say, no, listen, these are my dreams. When I am done, I will give you 100% effort over there, mom, dad. When I'm done, you know what I'm saying? But until then, I got to get this done. If not, you will spend the rest of your life in living someone else's dreams and not yours. And that is the most frustrating place to exist on planet Earth, trapped in someone else's dreams. Law, go ahead.
It's interesting that you said that, because I actually created a sign that I posted on my room door now. So if family members walk by, they don't no longer knock on the door because I'm always doing something in there. So the sign says, Laundry with Law, recording in progress. If you need me, send a text if it's urgent. If not, come back later. So it's a big sign
that's on the door now. So. You're going to get a lot of stuff done. You're going to get a lot of stuff done. If quarantine did anything for y'all, it exposed your habits. And I've seen a lot of people post that they're correcting their habits. They're not saying that. They're saying, man, I'm getting a lot of stuff done. I learned that I can do this and I can do it right. That's correcting their habits. When quarantine has put y'all in front of family members you don't really like, okay, and even yourself that you don't like that much. You understand? So, yeah, you got to do it like that. So, good stuff, Grace. Proud of you. Deanna, get that scheduled. Go ahead and confirm that. They want me to freestyle off the dome. Off the dome. That's when there is no writing, ladies and gentlemen. No preparation. They go play a beat, IGTV, and then, boom, I just got to go. I got to say, Satish Araya, it's on fire. Got a new beard. You know, don't look like Mariah, you know, all that stuff like that, right? You understand this? He don't look like a woman, you know? I'm just saying. Anyway, funny you talking about. Ah, look at that. That's a private message. I can't say that out loud. So it's like this here. Simone get a truck, a big truck with a big flatbed. Now, all of a sudden, everybody want to use her truck to move. Right? Or entrepreneur leave their job. Now, all of a sudden, everybody think you got free time. Any of that sound familiar? You don't work anyway. So teach you work from home. You're always free, Law. Right? This is the way it works. You got to get past those distractions and let that stuff happen. Let that stuff happen. Law said he really wants to, I got skills. No doubt. No doubt. That's I come from the... This just fun, I guess, right here. I come from the battle rap, like Eminem. That's where I come from. So that ain't nothing. You ain't doing nothing but putting me right where I'm comfortable. You know, you putting me right where I'm comfortable, but quick on my feet. D. Marie, third thing at this point on the agenda. I think we got a start date for the one business away. I don't know if you said the 23rd. For some reason, that sticks in my head. It's just, I don't know. I'm just, whatever it is, it's all good. You can push it back if you need to 1 week. Don't matter. Let's just final. Let's get that completely final today. Can we do that? No, well, hold on. Unmute your mic and holler at me, because maybe we can't do that.
Yes, we can get it finalized today. We can do it a starting date of May.
I ain't gonna give you no grace then.
23rd.
I don't know what May 23rd is. I just made that date up. I just felt like you told me that before.
No, because it falls on a Monday, and we talked about having to start on a Monday. So I'm just going to go with the universe, and since you throwing out the 23rd is a reason why, and I'm not going to question anything.
Well, the Lord made that day up, because I don't know what today is. I showed up, didn't know what the 23rd was. Good then, that works out. All right, so everyone who has been scheduled, but you haven't worked out a time yet, so you're going to finalize that today, right?
Yes, time will be finalized. All right,
time will be fair and balanced for all of you, and if I got to wake up at 2 in the morning to get it done, I will. It is what it is. It is what it is. We'll get that done. Deanna, I want you, next thing on the agenda, I was thinking about it yesterday. Actually, I was thinking about it 2 days ago, and I wanted to bring it up yesterday, but I forgot. Oh, no. But yeah, I wasn't on the meetings.
Yeah.
Reggie, Grace had to go, and then you had to go. I want you to, I think it's best, the best thing to do for Phil and Susan as far as the content, the hot stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, I think this is the best thing. It's the quickest, it's the best thing to do. You're gonna have to, now you gotta teach at the same time though, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna have to teach at the same time, but it's best just to give them access to download out the video library themselves and just get everything.
Okay.
You understand what I'm saying?
I do.
That's everything, yeah. Just get everything, because everything uploaded is downloadable, right? And of course, yeah. We don't let anyone download. We don't. It's all a secure server, and we don't let anyone download. But you're going to show them how to do that, and they're going to need plenty of. Well, everything's less than 2 gigs, because they won't let you upload anything more than 2 gigs, but it's a lot. There's about 100 videos in there we haven't even released yet. They just uploaded. But I think that's the best option. Actually, I know that's the best option, because now they have the freedom and power and control in their hands. And then they can go through all that, you know what I'm saying, themselves. Mm-hmm. And that's faster, that's better, and it's more efficient too, because they can get everything from stuff from 2 years ago to stuff from today. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All right, so work that out. I guess at the same time you do the Zoom graphic thing, it's just, you could just carve out another 10 minutes to do that as well. I will... maybe I'm not sure what the password is, but I know you know it. I know it's, I gotta save. Maybe it might be time for me to change it anyway, but let me know. Send me the password to Thinkific, and then I'll see if it's time. I prefer to change that stuff all the time, but anyway. Cool. All right, that's that there. Grace, coming back to you, this is for you and Reggie.
Yes, sir.
So, Ridge, if you can chime in too, you can. All right, so you killing everything. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
You ain't doing nothing wrong. You're killing everything. I saw Reggie do this video yesterday, killing everything. I know that the quarantine has mentally affected how you're going to do videos, which has manifested itself out into how many videos you're producing. You get it? If I could say that simpler. Oh, that's good. Good stuff. I just got a private message. What else to say? Oh, yes. But you know there's a drop, right? Like there's a drop between... And I'm pretty sure that's because of the, can't get together, quarantine, all that stuff. You feel me?
Right. Yeah.
All right. Now, let's pretend that we didn't have that as an excuse. Let's pretend your life depended on it. How would you do 5 videos a day plus 250 sales a month?
Hmm.
plus everything else you already do. Same question for you too, Reggie. How would you do it? Because you got math, he's got his book. He's still got the book. You feel me?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So be thinking about that. Think about it as good as you. I'm coming back. I'm coming back for the mezzo. Give me an answer.
Yeah, I got an answer. You just do it.
That's always the answer for sure.
Yeah, but me and Grace was talking about this yesterday though, and last week. Look, because I had mentioned, I say, I write music or whatever, right? Mm-hmm. Now it's hard for you. It's not hard, but what I'm saying is, if you continue to rap and you don't live mm-hmm. life, you're not gonna have nothing to rap about.
That's true. Especially if you rap real raps, yes.
Exactly.
But if you want to be a...
Okay. Not that you want to make sense. You want to make sense now. You want to make sense. Like you always tell me, you want to make sense. So,
yeah.
With the videos, like yesterday, because I observed it myself, because, you know, at first, I'm going to say exactly what I told Grace. I'm going to tell you exactly what I told her. I said, mm-hmm. at first, I was just dry doing them because they needed to be done. And then the more you look at it, it's like, okay. Then you was like, well, you can make your book from your videos. So like, okay, now I got to get a topic. You know what? Not a topic, that's a chapter. And now that this is a chapter, now you can get more pure substance from it. So now it's getting easier to make sure that, see, I like potent. I don't like great value. Golden flakes. I like Frosted Flakes with Tony the Tiger on it. So I want it to be potent. It's longer than the other ones. You get what I'm saying? Like,
mm-hmm. I do.
10 minutes, 12 minutes instead of a minute and 30 seconds. And
yep.
Also, I said, okay, do more because I started baby meditating. So when I started baby meditating, it makes me, okay, now I don't have to be forced to do a video. I want to do one because I already know my book's going to be done. So that's what we talked about yesterday when you brought the subject up, sir.
That's good. So I'm going to get ready to come back. I got a suggestion. I want to get Law before he loses reception. Law.
Okay.
I wonder, you there, Law? Okay. Hey, I want to get you before you get on there. I saw you unmuted your mic. Wanted to get you before you. You still got to mute a lot.
All right. I took the camera on. I actually can't remember what exactly I was saying. I'm in T-Mobile now.
Oh, okay. You are. All right. Then. I was talking about getting it done. Reggie said, just do it. Just do it. The content was going down and stuff. Maybe that'll strike your memory. Anyway, your dreads is awesome.
Thank you.
Your dreads
is
awesome. I just, you know what? I should cut all yours off and get someone to sew them in on mine.
You know that's doable. Time,
just let them grow. I know. I've seen it on
it's
YouTube.
Doable.
Yes. And I could be like, these are real because they are real. They just
get them some yarn, Law. Just buy them some yarn and put it in the head.
I don't like the way the yarn looks. I'd rather someone just take somebody else's and stitch it on. And it just looks better.
By the time you do. By the time I get them, I'm gonna look like Lil Wayne's instead of yours. It's gonna be they're gonna be mad at. I'm gonna mess them up. So good. All right, man. Well, tell T-Mobile we appreciate your service and stuff. And
no problem.
Stop putting people again. Internet speeds. Oh. All right, he's gonna be scanning and stuff. All right, Reggie. Let's see. Again, I think everything you said was flaws. Put some muscles on that. Y'all should have recorded that conversation. You get it? Go ahead, Carol. I'll come right back, Grace.
So when Reggie was talking, the grass cutters came by and made a whole bunch of noise, and I couldn't really hear what he was saying. but I just want to know if I got it right. What he's doing is, while he's doing his music, he's got a topic on what he's creating. And with that topic, it also becomes a topic for his videos or whatever he's writing. Is that what he said?
Yes, and his books, plus he's baby meditating. He actually said that. That's actually his word. And he's tapping to himself. And the cool thing is, Carol, he's gotten to the point to where he wants to do the content. It's not forced. It's something driving him to get it done. That's what you missed in the mowing of the grass. All right. Good stuff. All right, fantastic. Listen, before I bring Reggie and Grace back, this is what y'all should be processing. Well, this is one of the things to process, and you get to process whatever you want to process after that. I make sure, so I'm holding Reggie accountable. I'm holding Grace accountable, but that's not for me. That's Grace Math. That's Reggie book. I just tied it into the company. You know what I'm saying? I just shared my platform so they can have feedback and then potentially get their first customers from these projects from that. The first thing I said was, Grace, 250 customers. And I said the thing, and I came right back, said both. And I'm talking about their stuff, not my stuff. I think that's important to point out. That the same way, if anything, I'm holding them more accountable to themselves than the 250 calls. Because I didn't make that much of a big deal at 250 calls. I'm not making a big deal right now, but I am definitely saying, love your dreams, right? Do that because, and this is a fact, y'all. Reggie, Grace, and just put any name, doesn't matter. Put your name, put some name made up. You are much happier when you're doing what you love. You're just easier to work with. It's easier to work with us together when they know they're not just here blowing me up, right? It's the truth. So if you're going to build a team, make sure your team actually think they're team members. Most leaders say, I got a team. And then you ask the team, this ain't no damn team. This ain't no team at all. This is not a team. Go ahead, Law.
Okay, now I remember what I was going to ask.
Okay.
My question was, so it did pertain to what Reggie was saying. So I actually want to record some of the conversations that I do have, right? But I'm concerned that it will take away from the authenticness of it, because me and my sister and even my godson, we have these esoteric conversations similar to the conversations that you and I have. And I just think that these conversations will help a lot of people. And I want to then put those conversations on my podcast or even on my YouTube, because it's just very insightful and it does increase your level of awareness. Now, how do I still keep that authenticness to it?
Yep.
Because we would have to then go on Zoom to do these conversations, you know?
Gotcha. Yeah, you're absolutely right. I didn't know that cut off. You're absolutely right. I do it almost every time, right? So almost every time I say, all right, if this is your first time joining us, hey, everybody, thank you very much. This is what's going on. And right there, I get to be authentic now because I'm literally saying, yo, this is what it is. Please know that I know I'm on camera. That now reserves the right for me not to have to deal with you thinking I'm fronting. You understand what I'm saying? So now that we both know that I'm on camera, but God dog it, I get to be myself again. So I don't get to act like the camera's not there. Am I making sense with that? That actually makes a lot of sense. I want you to think about that. When you don't have to act like the camera's not there, then just acknowledge it, or just don't ever acknowledge it, or talk to your audience too, right? Just you get to do all that, but just... the best way is to be authentic about the fact that you know you're on Zoom and then you won't ever have to address that again. You feel what I'm saying, Law? Like, none of you should think I'm being inauthentic. You feel what I'm saying, Law?
So simply just state that I'm on Zoom right now, or I'm trying to figure out, like,
hey everybody, it's Law. We're just documenting this authentic conversation to help as many people as we can. Now, sis, see what I just did?
I like that. Okay.
There you go. There you go. And then now you ain't never got to address it again. You're saying I'm trying to help people. You're not saying, look at me, chocolate and flavored. I want attention. No, you're saying documenting it, help as many people as we can, but we need to get as much attention as possible to help as many people as we can. When you're forthcoming with that, I need to get attention to help people, no one cares. You know what I'm saying? No one cares. I just don't do well when I pretend. It's just not something I do well at. I don't do well when I pretend. I don't know. Something about me just feels fake. Reggie, coming to you. I thought about this. Oh, go ahead, whoever. Go ahead, Phil.
I said, you're not an actor.
No. No. No, no, no. No. And if I wanted to go be an actor, Grace, all I could do, Carol, is be the angry role. That's it. The typecast. Just see the angry role like I was when I was younger. That's it. Because I'm not acting, right? I'm just being myself at that point. Just being myself. Reggie, this is for you. I thought about you this weekend, and you dodged a hell of a bullet, man. And I know you thought about it, but I want to put it out there and recognize that Reggie had a dilemma. Reggie was stuck between, let me just say it this way, for a brief moment, for like 5 minutes, Reggie put his head in his pocket and committed to something with a terrible leader over there. Well, I won't say terrible. I'm sorry. I won't say terrible. Can you imagine what the social distancing and COVID-19 has done over there, Reggie? Can you imagine that?
Depletion.
Have you heard anything?
I haven't heard nothing.
So I want you to pay attention to this. Go ahead.
They're probably doing door to door.
All right. So check this out, man. This is what I want to tell all of y'all. I want to tell all of you this here, all of you, because I'm pretty sure that guy that was trying to punk Reggie, let me unurbanize that, was trying to passive aggressively control Reggie. I think everyone can understand that. He probably don't have a job no more. Listen, when you're not nice, you will pay for that. Whether you want to or not, if you don't treat people well, I have lots of sacred texts that I like from different text. Yes, karma, exactly. From different texts, I got more than a few in the Quran, but I only know the ones in the Quran. I can never quote the ones in the Quran because I know it's in Hebrew, and whenever I'd be trying to talk to people, I gotta go to Hebrew and translate it. So I'll quote something. It's two texts in the Christian Bible. I gotta say Christian Bible here. That I really, really like, because one is Old Testament, one is New Testament. That's why I say Christian Bible, to be respectful to my Jewish brothers and sisters. The first one is, be faithful over the few, I'll make you rulers over many. I thoroughly enjoy that verse because it tells me I don't have to be smart. I just got to be faithful. Uh-oh. It tells me I don't got to be in the right place at the right time. I just got to be faithful. If I told y'all I'm going to do one song a day for 365 days, I could do the worst marketing plan possible. The worst. But being faithful to that task, somehow, Romans 8 and 28 kicks in, right? Somehow, the break I was looking for, the divine connection that I needed gets unlocked. Someone stumbles across, searches the hat, who knows, right? The universe is going to do it in the most lazy, intelligent way possible. But I will benefit in a life-changing manner because I was faithful. If I stop at 364 days, I jeopardize that breakthrough. Oh, man. I'm not saying no different than Napoleon Hill saying most people stop 3 feet from gold. I'm not saying nothing. There's no difference here. 364 days is 3 feet from gold. That's not 365. I give you even better. Let's go Fahrenheit for America, I suppose. 211 degrees Fahrenheit will do nothing. 212 will boil water. You got to get that, y'all. You have to get that. 32 degrees Celsius is I want to say it's Celsius. It's the freezing point or melting point of ice. Sitting right there at 33, ice is ice. Put it at 32, ice is ice. Put it at 32 going downward, that's melting point. But if it's at 33, it'll never melt. By the way around, I'm sorry. If it's at 31, it'll never melt. Think about this for a second. Phil said in the chat, it's always darkest before dawn. Before dawn. You need to know that you should be as faithful as possible to whatever you do. Especially if you're leading people. I haven't checked. There's no way that this business's job was to provide free communication devices to low-income people, and you had to have proof of getting government assistance of some kind. I'm trying to be as vague as possible. And you had to set up table events in public, high traffic places. There's no way you can do that with a stay at home order. No way. You can't even put on a mask. I'll push that further. They've stopped shipping. Unless it was essential items. I just got Denise Hill book yesterday because anything that was not essential couldn't even be shipped. And when you squeeze a company like that, you now can't pay people, and those people got furloughed. I don't even have to check. And Reggie said, you know what? I'm going to be happy. And he left. Deanna said, your books are shipping out later than they normally would for that very reason. Yeah. Yeah, definitely. All right. So I just want y'all to process the information. I'm going to say one more thing. But I forgot to tell you the second scripture I like in it. The wealth of the wicked is laid up for the righteous. Every time y'all hear me say that I don't want to protect my money, that's where I'm coming from with that. That's where I'm coming from with that. Every time you hear me say, get it, but you'll have to protect it, that's what I'm talking about. If you get it in a wicked way, you will always have to protect it. You will always need a gun or something. Go ahead, Phil.
You remind me of a question I love to ask, especially preachers, and I'll ask this group. Why do we have nothing written by Jesus?
That's a good question.
The ideas? I get
that would just be the only thing we read, maybe.
What was your answer?
That would be the only thing we would read.
Good. Okay, that's a good one. And yeah, I get he couldn't write. I say, yeah, he's God incarnated. He can't write, or he was the Word. He had other people write for him. Well, here's my guess. Your path is different than my path. Deanna's path is different than Grace's path. Susan's path is different than Satish's path. So Jesus consciously didn't want to write down just for the reason you said, Antonio, because he did. Everybody go, hey, we know Jesus wrote this. You have to do this. So it all comes down to free will and faith. And if you knew exactly what the deal was, you wouldn't need faith.
Facts. And if I knew exactly, let me just talk for me, y'all. I'm wicked. I account for my wicked ways. If I knew exactly what the deal was, forget not needing faith, I would just do it grudgingly. Sure would. I'd be super selfish. If I didn't need faith, the reason why I care for others is because I don't know when I'm going to die. And I don't want the last thing I do is hurting someone else. Without that, oh shit, come on, it's gonna be $55,000 a day. That's what I want that right now. Oh my God, but I'm gonna go homeless, mortgage a house. I'm gonna need that. I do the most wicked things on planet Earth. I just would. Last thing, y'all, as a team, I want you to adopt one thing. Satish, you're already doing this. I kind of been alluding to it. I want you to start being lazy like the universe. Remember, that's lazy intelligence. The universe is extremely lazy. It doesn't waste energy. You understand what I'm saying? It puts grass right in the right spot so the roots of the grass don't compete with each other. The universe is lazy. Bees have a shape of their hive. Okay, we all know what that shape is, right? It's because it's the only shape in existence that you can stack on top of itself over and over without there ever being an air bubble or a gap. It's the most efficient shape possible. So while it looks intelligent, it is, but it's also lazy. I want you all to do that. Grace, if you need 250 sales a month, why don't you go to some person with 1,000 people? Am I making sense now? I'm not telling you to abandon what you're doing. I'm encouraging you to match your universe because you are an expression of it. Just give it a try. Just give it a try. If it don't work, it just means your plan wasn't good enough. It's not personal. Not enough escape velocity, right? Just give it a try. Reggie, you want to write a book for me? Well, actually, you're doing a fantastic job. But for me, I need an audience, Reggie. Not because I need to feed off that audience. I get that I have heart knowledge more than head knowledge. And if I write something down, it's always head knowledge. I need someone to ask me something to bring out their heart knowledge. That's why I always have an audience presence. I need someone to say, man, that was good, but what about this? And right there, that's, if y'all pay attention to all my conferences, the very first thing I do is an open Q&A for that very reason. And then I take my agenda and I steer the Q&A and I mesh it in my agenda. That's me. That's me being lazy and intelligent. I'm getting at the fastest way to add value is to make sure that every person had an opportunity to ask a question. Why? Because guess what they say? Oh, man, I got something out of that. That was good. And that's all I want. All I want is somebody to say, yep, I got what I needed. And if everybody can say, I got what I needed, I'm good to go. So continue to do what you're doing. Work smart, not hard. Facts. You know, old folk been right for a long time, Carol. Especially the ones in Texas. Well, you know, that's that Texas talk. The ones in Texas, they got all the sayings that we, that us young folk wouldn't pay attention to. And then we get a little closer to death and we be like, you know what? Grandmother was right. You know, she was right. Birds of a feather do flock together. You know what I'm saying? She was right. She was right. So take that with you. I'm done. So let me just do a summation of what I hoped you would have learned. I hope you would learn leadership is way past just running a company. You have to give your people a voice. You got to let Reggie know that you care about his book as much as you care about your 11. It's real talk. I promise you, I bring up Reggie's book more than he does to me. I promise you I do. I promise you. You got to know Deanna's birthday is in 2 days. And Grace can't wait for August to roll around. And her and Phil going to share together. You understand? Real talk. So you just got to know that. That's leadership. And the other thing I would tell you is everything else you can learn, I would just say these are two things that I wish you would have, the leadership part and the elimination. Get out someone else's dream. If someone else's dream is stopping you from your dream, you got two options. You can do that, take their money, finance your dreams, but you got to do it at a different time, right? So if you work a 9 to 5, then what are you doing from 6 to 9? And you have to account for that. You have to account. If you got a 9 to 5, you got to take care of kids at 11. And what are you doing from 3 in the morning to 6 in the morning? Right? You got to do something else, or you just literally limit your time with that. Antonio T. Smith Jr., you can plan better, ladies and gentlemen. You can dominate. Thank you very much. We'll jump on the sales call. Grace has a fantastic sales call for us ahead, so I'm actually looking forward to that. All right, everybody. Appreciate you. Thank you for being here. Love you more, Phil.
Young man, rumble, the throne is for the taking. The world ain't never seen it before, like Jewish bacon. Put me next to the realest, you see that they faking. I'm dumb on every beat, like God made my brain vacant. I'm coming for the best, this is my notification. I'm independent, like Thomas Jefferson Declaration. Like 1791, this my Haitian revelation. Revolution, we got a problem. Houston, I got a lot of millions, and I'm fighting for respect. So put me on all your songs, or I'm coming for your neck. Kevin Hart uncle told me I better say it with my chest. So here I go. I want to be the very, very best. No disrespect, but anybody can get it. I'm starving. Major record labels or even struggling artists. I'm something like Joe Budden, Eminem mixed with a Martian, and all my flows wet like sprinklers in a garden. Yeah.
I'm not sure if you already know this, but you're already absolutely perfect. You're already absolutely great, and you're already living in massive abundance. The most important things that you have is not what you have, it's not what you do, it's what you know. Because the people who do know what you need to know to lead the middle class, they're in the top 1%, and they control 96% of the world's income. 97% of this world is trading time for money, and that is not the way to become rich, it's not the way to become wealthy, and it is absolutely not the way to leave the middle class. There are 7.8 billion people in the world right now, and they all want to learn how to make money and how to leave the middle class. But the way to become a master at anything is to learn all the rules and then bend them to your favor. Right now in this world, there are 2,057 billionaires. Right now. So if you think becoming a billionaire is impossible, that's 2,057 people that have already proved that impossibility incorrect. And if you think that's crazy, there are 46.8 million millionaires in the world, worldwide right now. Now think about that. 46.8 million millionaires, and that number grows 1,730 millionaires every single day. Money is everywhere. You don't need to max out your credit cards. You don't need to borrow from granddad and grandma. Just look behind me. Look at all the wealth sitting behind me in this junkyard. It's insane how much money is everywhere, and you don't need to go out there and beg, borrow, and steal to get it. You just need to know the rules of making money and how to leave the middle class. Essentially, all you need to know is the algorithm of making money, the rules of making money. All you need to know is what to do and how to do it, and you can leave the middle class. Any industry, yoga, golf, underwater basket weaving, clipping fingernails, it doesn't matter. All you have to do is know how to do it, how to get it done, and then find somebody to teach you how to do it, how to get it done, and you will be able to leave the middle class. If you're not getting my point, it's real simple. Whatever you have up here, as long as you understand the rules of leaving the middle class, as long as you understand how to get money, you can take what's up here and get wealthy from what you already have. Right now, the very thing you know up here is already being searched 1,000 times a second on Google. Someone right now, actually 1,730 people right now, are going to become a millionaire from the stuff that you have in your head. Why can't this be you? I mean, it's 1,730 people with your ideas that are no better than you, that are going to leave the middle class, become a millionaire. Why are you not next? So how do we do this? How do we take what you know and apply it to objective money-making secrets and then allow you to leave the middle class? How do we take you from where you are and let you escape to where you want to go? So how do we make all this money or take all this knowledge from the Warren Buffers, from Elon Musk? How do we take everything that everyone before you has done, and how do we take all of that and then put it in your head so you can leave a legacy for your family? My name is Antonio T. Smith Jr. 32 years ago, I lived in a trash can. That's right, from 6 to 14, I had no running water, no electricity, no anything, and somehow I'm in the top 1% today. Not because I had the right background, not because I had a silver spoon in my mouth, simply because being homeless made me learn how to make money. I retired when I was 29 years old. I'm more than likely younger than you. I'm one of the top 1% income earners in one of the richest countries in the world. What I learned how to do when I was 6 years old was learn how to generate enough money to eat some cookies so I wouldn't die to death from starvation. From there, I learned how to go from cookies to a meal. From a meal to clothes to shelter to everything else that supplied my necessary needs. When I was 6, I was forced to learn how to make money. And now that's what I'm gonna do and help you do. I've seen amazing results. I have my own economy. I've homeschooled my own children. And I wrote a book that teaches you every single thing that I know about making money, every single thing that other people know about making money, and most importantly, all the stuff that we don't tell you. Because the truth is, and you know it like I know it, the most honest, the most hardworking, unselfish people on planet Earth live in the middle class. Yet, your honesty, your unselfishness, your devout religion going self is not enough to get to the top 1%, and that's not fair. The second half of my life has been not about how much money I make, but how I will be remembered from all the money that I have made. And I've been trying to teach everybody how to get out the middle class. I'm the crazy guy, famous on the internet for trying to create 100,000 millionaires. I've created 8 so far. I got a 9th one on the way, all the way from India. That's pretty cool. And what I want to tell you is something very simple. It's been hard. It's been absolutely hard to help people leave the middle class, not because of the people, because the system would rather keep you being someone else's money instead of you having your own economy and having the money come fine and flow to you. It was frustrating because I knew that anybody can make money. And if you knew what I knew, you would change your life. Over the last few years, I built a large following of over 500,000 people every month that pay me to actually, for me, to give them advice. Well, that's been exciting for me. And the cool thing is, I've created thousands of six-figure earners. I've created millionaires. I've created people who can live their dreams and hold on to their legacies. And now my eyes are on you to create you to what you need to be great. I have been teaching my principles and these principles to hundreds of thousands of people around the world, every country, all continents, and anyone who has taken them seriously, written them down, and applied them have a 100% success rate of leaving the middle class. I've taught these secrets to my following and my inner network, and I've watched them go from four figures to five figures to six figures, seven figures, all the way to eight. Everything that I've ever learned, everything I've ever learned from millionaire mentors, billionaire mentors, and everything I learned from being homeless, and everything that got me into the top 1%, I have placed inside of a book. To date, it is the longest book that I've ever written, the most best book that I've ever written, and that book is called The Richest Man and the Trash Can, and I'm offering it to you today for free. This book is going to show you how to become wealthy into the top 1% and leave the middle class. This book is going to give you a step-by-step plan if you're 30 years old, all the way to 70 years old, how to get into the top 1%. If you're a teenager, how to get to the top 1%. If you're a millennial, how to get to the top 1%. It's going to teach you how to make six figures immediately, teach you how to get to $1 million immediately, and all that good stuff. Plus, I'm going to give you the 36 objective laws of leaving the middle class. Plus, I'm going to give you every last one of my secrets that have made me rich. You have to understand that leaving the middle class is the most important fight that you're going to have in your life. And to be honest with you, and you can kind of relate to this, it almost takes $450,000 a year just to be broke in America. And that's just in America. If you don't leave the middle class, which is actually an illusion, then you are going to have a really hard time. Think about it for a second. Most of you are going to be watching this are going to be baby boomers, and you've been sold a bad check. They lied to you. Your retirement was not enough for you to live comfortable, and I'm going to give you this book for free so you can figure out how to triple your retirement and then quadruple your retirement, and then, as Grant Cardone would say, 10x your retirement so you can live the life that's worthy of you. I want you to remember that leaving the middle class is the most important battle that you could ever face in your entire life, especially for your family. So consider this video, this book, your friendly tap on the shoulder. I want to send you a free copy of this book because I believe that abundance is your birthright. I believe that abundance is freedom. And I believe that this book is right for you. In fact, I believe in that so much that I will send you the book for free. All you have to do is cover the cost of shipping. I'll eat the cost. I'll take the loss. And all you have to do is get the book and dominate your reality right now and apply the principles so you can be the best person for your life that is yours. Fill out the form sitting right there to the right. Go ahead, dominate your reality. I can't wait to send you my book. I can't wait to meet you. I can't wait to have you as someone that's been on the journey with me. Antonio T. Smith Jr., you can plan better. You can dominate.
Our next guest is the CEO of a Facebook competitor. It is called MeWe. It is a next-gen social platform with a focus on privacy. The company has surpassed 5.5 million members. CEO Mark Weinstein with us now in a Fox Business exclusive. Welcome to the program, Mark. Glad to have you with us. So why the focus on privacy? You are taking advantage of Facebook's public stumbles?
Well, Deirdre, I'm one of the guys who invented social networks, and social networks were never invented to be what we call now surveillance capitalism, which is what Facebook is. Their members are not customers to serve, their data to sell and data to target. So it really, MeWe is a fully fledged social network with all the features people love, the privacy is our privacy bill of rights. We don't sell your data. We don't target you. We don't mess up your news feeds. We have a freemium business model, so everything you love is free, and you can, you know, traditional capitalism, great capitalism. You can spend money on in-app purchases, or you can just enjoy the free service. There's nothing, you know, you can't be targeted for your vote or your opinion. It's social media the way it was meant to be.
So then, Mark, honestly, how do you make money? Because we all know when we use Facebook, it's free for the user, but we know because we are not paying that we become the product. So that Facebook is gathering data on
That's
us,
right.
And I think some people even say Facebook isn't a social company, it's a data company. But then how do you make money? Are people paying your company for subscriptions?
No, no, it's very important. MeWe is free forever. But now we know that the freemium model works, and MeWe is, we're doing great with revenue. We have 2,800 free emojis, but we've got great custom emojis, custom stickers.
So
live
people
voice
pay
and live
you
videos,
for those.
A pay option. Right, and live voice, live video, secret encrypted chat. MeWe pages are $1.99 a month, but you reach 100% of your followers all the time. So for $24 a month, you don't have to boost anything. So if you have 500,000 followers or 5,000 followers or 10 million followers, you reach everybody. At Facebook, you reach 5%. You got to pay to boost, and then their algorithm messes the whole thing up anyhow. So MeWe is really true, pure social media. It's social networking done right, and people love it. Yeah,
so,
we're growing organically with no ads, and we're not even marketing MeWe, and we're growing by tens of thousands of people every day.
So, Mark, we have some stats about your company. As you're speaking, 5.5 million users right now, which is impressive. But how are you going to keep growing that? Because one telephone is not so fun. Two telephones work. Basically, you need more people to sign up.
Well, people are signing up, Deirdre, every day. And here's the beautiful thing about MeWe. So we also have some major, major deals that are not announced with some huge influencers worldwide. But even without them, we grew 405% last year. We're targeting, you know, we actually target we'll have over 30 million members by the end of this year, over 150 million by the end of next year. We're growing twice as fast already this year. And people also move in groups. This is really, we have never seen something like this. So constituencies move to people. So many people are censored or blocked or violated on Facebook, and they all move to MeWe. So the growth is fantastic.
Quick question, Mark. You say Facebook, as an aside, should not be broken up. Why is that?
Listen, we compete with Facebook great. Snap competes with Facebook. Twitter competes with Facebook. Breaking up Facebook doesn't solve the problem that they are a surveillance company transacting data. By the way, also transacting data from non-members. They track all of us. Remember, the Cambridge Analytica CEO said they had data on 230 million adult, really every adult in America. Now, Facebook's new rules that you talked about today, that's a bunch of BS. Facebook has had rules the whole time. They break their rules all the time. That's the problem. Rules
right.
at Facebook mean nothing.
Mark, we thank you very much for the time. Thanks for joining us. Congratulations on the growth.
Thank you, Deirdre.
When the pandemic began, I had the biggest problem in the world. Not making money. The pandemic was actually quite a blessing for me, as it almost made me a billionaire. I came really close. So the pandemic was a blessing. It was hiring people. And get this, everybody. I had 48 job positions open during the pandemic. $22 an hour with paid training. And I could not find a single person for 2 years to fit any of those 48 job positions. Hear me well. 48 job positions. $22 an hour. Paid training. And I couldn't find someone, not one person, for those job positions. Now, is it because I hire slowly? True. But it's because I wasn't using ZipRecruiter. And that's a fact. I wasn't getting to the right people for the right position to fit my right culture. And there are so many different things that you can do this summer. As a matter of fact, you can free up as much time as you want to. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter, you're probably not going to free up that time if you're attempting to hire people. So what is ZipRecruiter? What is probably the greatest job finder that's out there? And that's why you need ZipRecruiter. You need it so you can find the right candidates. Now, it's not that ZipRecruiter helps you find jobs. It's more accurately that ZipRecruiter takes your culture, takes your job, takes what you're looking for, and immediately matches them with the perfect candidate. And if they can't find a perfect candidate, they will skip over that person and then give you the perfect candidate for you. ZipRecruiter uses one of its most powerful tools, which is the technology itself, to match the right candidates up with your job. You can easily review their recommendations and easily review their recommended candidates and invite these candidates to apply for your top positions. Additionally, ZipRecruiter has a complete suite of tools that makes it easy for you to filter out, review, and rate candidates. 4 out of 5 employees have been used by 4 out of 5 employers on ZipRecruiter. It is a blessing. And no wonder ZipRecruiter is rated #1 hiring site in the world based on G2 satisfaction ratings as of this year, January 1st. My friends, soak up everything I said. It's not an ad. This is a personal testimony of how I found the right people to sit in the right seat on the right bus. Without ZipRecruiter, it wouldn't have been possible. So how do you take advantage of what I'm talking about? Well, you go to ZipRecruiter.com/B2B. All spelled the regular way. That's Zip, Z-I-P, Recruiter, R-E-C-R-U-I-T-E-R. ZipRecruiter.com/B2B. And I promise you, you will be grateful that you did so. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/B2B. It's also in the show notes.